that study, because that took a while. And I will tell you, that particular study depends on where you're at emotionally. If you're really into that, that doesn't calculate every dime that's lost this way and that way and all this and that. What that basically does is says how many cars a day would have to drive how many miles around, and then there's an hourly rate for all that.
That's right.
And then there's just kind of a blanket little piece that they say a business disruption is worth paying.
Right.
But they don't say, well, this business and that business.
No, they just say, yeah, I'd like to see us. I'd like to see us get that study. I'd like to see that study. I think we, as a transportation advisory board for Tane County, ought to be able to see that, get that study.
What's kind of the implications of what might come down the road? Just like the 50-year-old grocery store downtown in Branson there, just closing down in the last 2 weeks because of that bridge is out of service. It's great that the bridge is done, but that's something that you just don't need to
do. Because I'm an economic developer. Have you talked to them about that? That happened?
No.
Okay, they've been in the paper. Okay, they will tell you point blank it had nothing to do with the bridge.
Right.
The owners of the store will tell you.
They were done. You know.
They actually said that they probably would have been better off doing this sometime back, but they thought they could use some place. I'll tell you where I think it's a big time. It's Country Mart and the Interchange. When we closed off the entrance to Lowe's and the interchange was, and the Country Mart was going crazy, and Doug Girard was Country Mart today is about 20% higher business than it was pre. And that was all because of traffic congestion. If you were in a 45-minute line of traffic, you didn't want to pull off and buy a loaf of bread and lose your space in line. You stayed in line. Now, you can, if you want to go to Country Mart, you go to Country Mart. You know, that's just how that goes. So and now we have two grocery stores, and Country Mart is still up 20%. So some of these things, and I suspect if their business footing was different, the help with the congestion under the new system, why would you wait till 4 weeks, 3 weeks before the bridge is going to reopen and announce that if it was truly the bridge that was the issue? So they have pretty publicly told the economic developers that, you know, it was other issues. It's a 50-year-old store, but that's not the 50-year-old management team either.
No.
So
that new store out over there, the Teague Highway, also that is getting that traffic that was forced to come into Branson. Now all of a sudden, Teague Highway people are now shopping there local.
And their big claim to fame was meats at Apple Market. Apple Market's meat department was the big deal, and Harder House shows up on the scene.
Right.
So we get the Sun Fresh, and we get Harder House, and all of a sudden,
is Hollister popping prime for a high V?
No, I don't know about that, buddy. We have, I'll be honest with you, we have tried to get high V.
I was in high V store last week during lunchtime. You couldn't stir the people with at lunchtime.
That's what I
mean. Literally, you couldn't stir with a stick. And they had people, they had management there. I mean, you couldn't walk 10 foot without having or meeting somebody in management there.
Yeah, your coffee's in there. I think we ought to for a future meeting, add a topic about the bridge. MoDOT can give us that space.
Well, we need to have MoDOT talk to us about it.
Yeah. But what you missed was we had thought from the last meeting that the commission was going to be with us.
I was trying to say, were you able to?
So I thought it was set up. And when we came in here, the commission actually in here, they left. I was surprised. So it didn't get set up. So Nikki came in, and we are now officially on the request list. So today's topic is to talk about the cost, which we don't have much more to say because we kind of were stuck there.
Okay.
And that is the only item on the agenda of the bridge discussion.
Okay.
So you walk, you didn't.
Okay. Very good.
Well, shall we adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, while I'm here on the proposed study that I think would be beneficial to at least get a scope of outlook on it is, should this go forward, do they have a schedule as to when this will be completed? Is it a 3-month study, or is it a 6-month study, or is it a year and a half study? I think it'd be a good idea with the different options that are in here, which is a lot of grant, which with the different options are in. I don't think we want to leave it open-ended, if we could get some kind of projection on timing of the study.
I'll volunteer to get a hold of these folks and have them give me a new one with dates. I probably maybe a different date due to the different options or something.
Right.
That would be a good spot.
Has MoDOT made all of the cuts out of the our region that the Springfield is going to do, or has there been any moves there?
I think they're all done. They're complete.
Pretty much.
So Frank is still with us?
Okay. Frank's going to survive. So in his current position, actually Frank got a little bit of a promotion.
Okay.
Frank's there.
I think they still need to kind of view this, not the kind of major high up.
Have they shut down all of our local, regional offices that there's no there?
At the Joplin office, I know it's getting shut down. I think they still have a couple people working in it, just finalizing stuff.
But you're talking about the few barns, aren't you?
Really? Yes.
Yeah, the ones in Tane County that are born.
Are they going to sell that land, or are they going to maintain it?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, okay. So I'm assuming all of those employees are working out of the barn over here on F and 65.
Those that didn't take early retirement, and honestly, there were some that weren't offered jobs. They were just hanging on. Because they do have to, these numbers, I think it's 1,200 have to come down, and they're expecting 400 of those will be attrition.
Okay.
So that leaves 800 that have to go bye-bye some other way. And that's over a 2-year period of time or something like that.
They started some attrition earlier.
But there was some of that was already behind them. I have it in my head that as of last month, they were off about 360 people that had to find all their place to be and an extraordinary amount of equipment.
They're selling it.
Yeah, they're selling it.
Yeah.
And I don't know where Taney County was at, but they were dealing on that one barn, so I'm not sure exactly.
I think it got paid for finally. I think it got paid for.
Which brings to mind, you got the equipment, you got the personnel. What's going to happen? With one? We need to take care of roads. And are they going to be able to get the service that we need?
They say their maintenance will be pretty much like it always was.
That's what they said.
Well, that's the case. How come it wasn't always like it always was?
That's a rhetorical question. We
never have an answer. There'll never be an answer for you.
I want to hear what you guys say to that.
No.
What's your completion date on 65 and 248?
The week before the Thanksgiving week. So
that close.
Yeah.
Regional.
Yep. The grass will be fine. If it's a version battle here.
Traffic is backed up there. It's pretty good.
A lot of dirt out there. They're going to have to step it up.
Last few days, they've really been doing good.
I know they're unveiling, almost weekly unveiling new pavement. It's fantastic how they're doing there.
Should I think we put the traffic to the other side of the bridge later this week? I forget the date. So instead of being the two northern lanes, we're doing the two southern lanes. But it must be next week.
They were planning it this morning.
And then the bridge, King Hill Bridge, will be about a week later.
Really? That quick? Why not? I thought they had a big wide area over there at the end on the house we had yet to do.
It's done.
Is it done?
I walked across the bridge.
Christmas
is the roundabout finished?
What's that?
Is the roundabout finished? It's done.
Pretty much. From the old bridge into Hollister, they just poured this last week some divider islands. It was kind of a big open area there. The channelizing islands that form that outer free right lane, they haven't poured yet. So they're poured.
Have there been that many accidents on the roundabout?
We have not responded to maybe one every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And there's some narrow lanes there, or at least not about the others. I'd hate to be hasty to the driver. Well, understand that that center island is made to drive on for 18-wheelers.
For side up there.
They can't. When the trailer goes around, the trailer goes up on them. But before, without these wear course of asphalt, that was about a 5-inch bump. It's now 1 7/8 inches.
Okay.
Is the bump. So you go up, and it's a 4% grade up. There's a great deal of discussion about that center and Cressa's particular. She keeps calling to call them. But here's some of the things that they tell me about the roundabouts that they've learned that that one anticipates. First of all, if you're going into the major turning movements, the high traffic movements, from Hollister to Mount Branson, from Mount Branson to Branson, from Branson to Hollister, you don't go in the interchange or in the roundabout. You're in a protected lane. You know, all three of those movements,
okay,
you're in a protected lane. So you're not in with anybody.
Even if you go around and go in the old bridgeway?
If you go in the old bridgeway, then you're going to have to go into the roundabout. But you can go to Branson, just take a free right, and go to Branson.
Yep.
So, okay, so that's one thing. The other thing that happens that they tell me is that when you're going into a roundabout, you look at your exit point. Ones that don't have a high center that you can see across, you look over to see where you're going and what's going on over there. Well, when you're looking here, you're driving here. And so what they've done is they've intentionally placed landscape barriers, all kinds of things, so you can't see through there. So if you get in a roundabout, you look ahead of it.
Okay.
And then as you go around the roundabout, they also say if you know where you're going, it increases your speed. You get going faster because you know where you're going. You've already sorted all that out. So that's part of it. The other reason why that's an elevated situation is if, in fact, you were to lose control of your car on a flat center, like a traffic circle or anything, you just drive right through the cross and go with it. If you do this, you go up and you're back, piped back into your lane by the, I imagine it's a word, jump there if you're going fast enough. But basically, that's what that is, to deflect people trying that have lost control of going straight across. So that's what that's generally designed to do.
You're not able to see the head-on coming in.
You know, we have had some people go the wrong way, and it causes kind of a mess. But particularly with that one where you have several legs to it, they don't come too far until they can get out of it.
Yeah, it's traffic to stop for them. They're going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I experienced that on the Branson end over the stairs. I was coming the landing way. And there were four of us getting ready to get on the roundabout, and man, here comes an elderly person,
mm-hmm,
and going down that way, and I'm thinking, and now I mean, we all stop and let that one get on out of our way.
The one thing we have not experienced is these astronomic backups up the Mount Branson Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty much
amazing the difference is made.
Stop way down. Yeah. And there's once in a great while. And David, I did get a call, and I even have a gentleman's name. He's quite concerned about the distance when we get off the bridge to the first entrance into the parking lot for Branson Landing.
It's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, and he said that he saw a motorcycle accident there over the weekend. Yeah. Where a motorcycle got pushed off the road because he was coming around the corner and the car pulled out, didn't know that. So, I don't know, I'll pass that along, whatever, and the name, his name, if we get to it.
The entrance there is where MoDOT wanted it, so we're here tonight. We wondered if that would be an issue. Sad to hear that one.
So we'll see what happens.
It's kind of a busy egress, ingress for the campground and everything.
Yeah, it is. It's helpful.
Well, I guess moving to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn until we find out when the commission meeting is.
Okay.
We asked them to set it up on Monday afternoon.